The Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Then Jesus said to the Jewish people who had believed in him, "If you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." They answered him, "We are descendants of Abraham and have never been slaves to anyone. What do you mean by saying you will be made free?" Jesus answered them, "Very truly I tell you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not hold a permanent place in the household, but the son has a place there forever. So if the son makes you free, you will be free indeed." The Gospel of our Lord.
Praise you, O Christ.
Be seated. On edge. Poised for a fight. And raw. In these divisive times that keep ramping up as we head towards the midterm elections, most of the rhetoric that I hear, read, or find myself thinking are not words of courage, but words that pull us into judgment, that spill hatred out on our streets, that give us more hurt and less capability. And even if we try to take time away from it or turn it off for a little while, that sense of fear is still pervasive and it's debilitating. That sense of being on edge, crumpled even deeper into a slump of shock and grief as news broke out yesterday that a white supremacist shot and killed 11 people yesterday at the Tree of Life Synagogue. They were celebrating their Sunday morning Shabbat service, just like how we are celebrating our Sunday morning worship service. And I feel that viscerally as we gather here in this sacred place of worship, knowing that all holy places these next days are tinged with the sorrow of violence. Because desecrating any religious or spiritual home, whether that's a Christian church, a Jewish synagogue, an Islamic mosque, a Buddhist temple, or many more, there's fear. Violent acts of hatred, such as this anti-Semitic act of terrorism, continue to back us into our corners and divide us in a time when we already feel like we're busting apart at the seams. We need a gospel that frees us out of that bondage and that terror. Our Jewish siblings need protection and solidarity and support from us. We all need this good news. And then here we are, poised to celebrate Reformation, in which we remember Martin Luther, who was a priest who hated himself so much. And in his studies, he realized that his faith in the law and his faith in God's righteousness were killing him. And he read the Gospels, and he read Romans, the text we heard today, and he realized that God's love is for us, and that God's love is greater than the law that God has made for us. In our text today, we hear a person is justified by faith apart from the works prescribed by the law, that anything that we do has nothing to do whether God loves us or not. God calls us to be who we are. We are not slaves of judgment in this world, but we have freedom in Christ. We believe in a God that showed up in the Protestant Reformation with the many waves of religious shifts that came out of this strong conviction that God's love is for us and that we are freed by grace. And some of us, though not all of us, are aware that Martin Luther is a leader whose grace-filled theology did not reach his Jewish siblings. He spoke terrible and hateful things about Jewish people. And while some of this has been confessed by our Lutheran Episcopal traditions, they've made confessions and apologies to say, that's not what we believe, and that's not what God's grace is about. The anti-Semitism that we see in our country shows us how important it is to continue to reach out with love and acceptance to our Jewish neighbor. And as we lift up this Protestant Reformation today, we too know that Martin Luther needs a gospel of good news. He needs a gospel that frees him out of bondage and judgment. Our Protestant Reformation needs good news. Our current reformations need good news. We need sparks of understanding that help from shifting at us coming at each other with prejudice and fists to reaching out to each other with compassion. So where can our weary hearts be renewed? Where is this good news? Our God provides good news to the poor, giving hope to people that are struggling and are afflicted. Our God dispels a quell of fear and gives us courage to be servants of love. And as I thought about this question yesterday in the midst of all those clouds that were coming on through, all of a sudden as I was asking myself, where is the good news? This little ray of sunshine crept through. And it was as if to say that nature was trying to say, oh yes, God's love figures out how to resurrect us out of death. Our God breathes in all of the sorrow and somehow finds a way to breathe new life and to shine light on what was dead. And that resurrection is nothing that we are capable of doing as humans. One of my colleagues, Pastor Julia, says, God does the work of reforming. We are the ones who are being reformed constantly with the help of our Creator, or Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. We don't get to choose whether we're being reformed or not, because God has already chosen to have us be a part of the reforming. God creates new life in us, showing us that there's a difference between law and grace, and that whenever there are sides, God chooses the side of love. God stirs within us a truth that will make us free. Jesus proclaims that we will know a new freedom when we place our trust in God's work. And frankly, that's all the energy I have left, is to turn it over and say, not my power, but your power, God. We can trust God to mold us and show us how to continue this reforming in our world. Because God makes us the good news. God gives us words to renounce the evil of this world. God propels us to live against hurtful systems of racism, xenophobia, and religious bigotry. God provides us with hearts that help us nurture and support each other. God frees us from judgments and gives us the truth that every person is worthy. Christ frees us from bondage so if we are able to live in love and serve our neighbor for exactly who they are. God makes us good news. God makes us good news. And I ask you to say it with me. God makes us good news. Amen.